Good morning. Today is August the 3rd, 2026, Monday morning.
We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you open your Bibles with me to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12, I would like to share a few verses with you this morning, beginning in verse number 7. Paul writes, "Because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, for this reason to keep me from exalting myself, there was given me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan, to torment me, to keep me from exalting myself. Concerning this, I implored the Lord three times that it might leave me. And he has said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am well content with weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong.'" May God today add a blessing to the reading of His Word. Beloved, as the Apostle Paul wrote these very profound words to us today, I know I can recall back when I was much, much younger. I remember my grandmother, my dad's mom, many times telling me, she was a dear, sweet woman of God, and she would tell me, "Billy, you have to understand, sometimes God has to slow us down just to get our attention. Sometimes He has to show us things and some things that we want to accomplish and can't accomplish, but He has to teach us that as we grow in Him." You know, I remember her words completely, and I remember her words as she shared those with me, wiping a tear out of her eye. She was so humbled by the presence of God, and she was so loving of God's goodness in her life. And I thank the Lord God for my parents and my grandparents that love the Lord and the teaching my grandmother gave me. You know, Paul speaks of, in verse number 7, he speaks of the surpassing greatness of the revelations. He speaks of the fact that he was given a thorn in his flesh, a messenger of Satan, to torment me, to keep me from exalting myself. You know, beloved, one of the things that us as Christians have a great deal of trouble with, that of the things that maybe people may come to us and say, "Oh, that was a great message. Oh, that was a great Sunday school teaching that you gave. Oh, that was a great speech that you gave. Or oh, that job that you may have done somewhere. Oh, I really appreciate it." I've heard many times what you're doing to do that and how you stepped forward and went ahead and took the lead and accomplished that task or duty. You know, it makes us feel good. But beloved, does it make us feel good because of pride, or does it make us feel good in knowing that we did it because of Christ's strength within our own body and life? I trust the latter is the truth in your life today. Paul says in verse number 9, he says, "And he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness.'" You know, in our weakness, He is made strong, another scripture testifies to us. So many times I think that when we see failure coming up in our life, or maybe we've tried to do something and we find that it did not work out exactly the way we figured or thought or expected it to, we think we have failed. But beloved, you know, many times I know in my own life and in this ministry, many of the things that I try to seek God for and feel like the Lord's will is in it, sometimes then even, I find that doors get shut. I find many times that things don't happen and things don't take place at a time or a date when I expect them to, even though I sought the Lord God in fullness with all of my heart that the Lord would show me and the Lord would teach me exactly what I would have to have happen. And you know, I believe that's what Paul's trying to share with us here in his own life when he speaks of, "My grace being the Lord's grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness." You know, Paul speaks about the fact that, "Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may dwell in me." How many people do you meet every day, beloved, that boast about the things that they cannot accomplish? How many people do you know that have boasted about the things that they could not do? The Apostle Paul teaches us today in this text that if we show and we allow others to see our weaknesses, and yet we see strength or shown strength by the power of God in our life, look at the growth and look at the glory of God being realized and reached as Christ provides His strength in our weaknesses. It says in verse number 10, "Therefore I am well content with weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions and difficulties for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong." You know, Paul shows us that when we seem to be weak and others may perceive us, or we may perceive even ourselves as those that are weak, we know that in that weakness we are made strong through Christ's understanding, through Christ's might, through Christ's strength that we need so very, very desperately in our lives. Beloved, I trust today in your life that when you have a situation that may surface, it may seem like you may have failed in some small way, I would ask you, in fact, I would implore you, because in our weakness we have the strength of Christ to allow us to have that perseverance that Christ has for us, and the strength that the Lord Jesus today manifests in us as His children and as His people. I would ask you to bow your heads with me this morning. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you today in Jesus' precious and holy name. Thank you, Father, today for this opportunity you've given us once again to come together in unity in body and spirit in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we would ask you today to allow us to have the insight, the understanding, and the wisdom, God, that you share with the Apostle Paul, Father, as he shares with us through this 12th chapter. Father, we would just ask you today to share with us the truth and the understanding that the Apostle Paul writes. Lord, he speaks of the strength, Father, that he has gained through his weaknesses. Lord, I would pray today on behalf of each one listening this morning to this message that you would allow them, and as well as my own self today, Father, to understand that it's okay to have weakness in our life, and we will know through that weakness that God manifests himself in strength and in understanding. Father, may we always know that your grace is sufficient for us, that your power is perfected in weakness. And God, we'd ask you today to just honor and bless your word today in each of our heart and our lives, Father. We ask you today, Father, to bless the needs of all those today, Father, that we know are sick, to be upon each and every one of them in a very healing touch, God, today that these precious ones need. Father, we thank you for this beautiful day, this beautiful weekend, God, that you have blessed us with. We thank you, Father, for giving us this opportunity, Lord, to be in your house through this weekend in several services. We thank you for allowing us to teach and to preach your word and your truth to your people, Father. We would ask you, God, today just allow your word to be manifest each and every day within our heart and our spirit so we may lift up, so we may glorify you, God, in all things. And it says, for Christ's sake, Lord God, for when I am weak, then I am strong. Lord, allow this scripture to be manifest and to be lived and become alive in our lives today, Father, we pray. We'd ask you, Father, today to just meet the needs of each and every one of your people, Father, in a very profound way. We do thank you, Father, for blessing us. We do thank you for just waking us up this morning, Father. We thank you, Father, today for all your goodness, your grace, your love, and your peace that's manifest in our life each and every day. May you be praised, Lord. May you be honored, Lord Jesus, today for all things. For today we come and we pray in that name above all names. Today we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Mm-hmm.